Kenny Huang again. Here I'm giving the report regarding the 13th Policy SIG report. And that's the history. We are moving to the 13th Policy SIG report in Perth, year 2006. And that's address Policy SIG agenda. We have review of open action item, IAB report, IP policy update, comparative status in OIR region, and proposal 32V0014 by AS number proposed by Jeff Houston, and also IPv6 portable assignment for Molly Homin. Large IPv4 address space usage trial for future IPv6. Survey result in JP on IPv6 policy change. Issue with critical infrastructure assignment size. So let's head count for each section. For first section, we have 56 people attend the policy SIG. And also we have 18 member participant Jabber chart. For section two, we have 60 participant. That's the content of the SIG. We have one policy proposal. The policy proposal reached consensus in the OPM, so consensus needed from the annual member meeting. We have 6 informational presentations. That's the first policy proposal, proposal 32V002, 4 by S number, proposed by Jeff Houston. I just try to brief. The proposal proposed AS assignment transition in 3 phases. The first commencing on the 1st January year 2007, the registry will process application for 32-bit only AS number. Upon specific request, 16-bit only AS number will be assigned by default. Commencing on 1st January year 2009, and the registry will assign 32-bit only AS number by default. 16-bit only AS number will be assigned upon specific request. Commencing starting from 1st of January year 2010, the registry will assign from the extended AS number space. So the proposal reached consensus at the OPM, so later we need to seek in for consensus from annual member meeting.
I think we can do that
later.
Now.
After.
You prefer after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, try to finish quickly. That's the summarize of the informational presentation. We got an IAB report presented by Leslie that talking about ITF and IAB introduction, and also IP policy update presented by Sever. And the proposal 20001 application of HD ratio to IPv4, the first discussed in APNIC 18 and also updated in APNIC 19. We conduct various LIR survey and also a lot of discussion in the mailing list. And another informational presentation is IPv6 portable assignment for Molly Homin, presented by Hosaka-san, also the co-chair of Policy SIG. Another informational presentation include large IPv4 address space usage trial for future IPv6. That's presented by Ito-san, and survey result in Japan, a policy change presented by Izumi. And also finally, we have issue regarding critical infrastructure assignment size presented by Billy, the ECE member. So for action item, we have one action item, as I mentioned earlier, the proposal 20001 application of HD ratio to IPv4. Since the open action item already in the policy SIG for quite some time, and we try to solicit as much discussion as possible, but unfortunately didn't have too much response from the community. So from the policy SIG, we decided to take it back in the mailing list for another 1 month to see how it's going. And if still the discussion not very slack, it's not very active, and the chair and co-chair probably will decide or will discuss either we will abandon the proposal or see how to make a next step decision. Okay, that's an open action item. So the next step would be the policy proposal 32V002, 4 by AS number, proposed by Jeff Houston. And regarding to this proposal, we need to seek consensus from the AMM. So I switch the mic to Paul.
Okay, according to the APNIC policy process, the role of this special interest groups is to discuss the policy proposals presented to them in some detail, and to arrive at a consensus decision, hopefully, about those proposals, or else to reject or defer them. So this is one proposal that has been accepted by the consensus of the SIG. The policy process then requires that the APNIC member meeting endorse the consensus of the SIG, which is what we're going to do now, before we go into a comment period which allows the consensus to be further tested before the consensus could then be declared by the SIG chair and the policy accepted. So what I'd like to do is ask for a show of hands of those who will endorse the consensus of the SIG, that is to accept this policy proposal regarding 4-byte AS numbers. Before I do that, I'll ask if there's any questions or comments about it. If not, then could I ask you to raise your hand if you are supporting the consensus of the SIG on accepting this policy proposal? Could you raise quite high so that some rough count can be taken? Okay, thank you. Is there anyone who's against this policy proposal being accepted here? Okay, well, I think we have consensus on this proposal. So as I say, this consensus result is now open for discussion and further comment, if any, on the policy SIG mailing list. And after the comment period, then the SIG chair will advise the APNIC EC accordingly, and the APNIC EC then can endorse that that consensus result and ask the Secretariat to go ahead with the implementation steps. Any questions? Okay. Anything else from you, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.